The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus passed through the towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the doors, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. You look very nervous. Our gospel story, or the parable today, talks about the narrow gate. And Jesus references and describes himself as the door. In reference to the scripture, Jesus describes himself as the door. Also in other passages in the gospel, think about this. "I am the way, the truth, the life." Also in other gospel story, when Jesus was preaching about or teaching about prayer, Jesus said, "Close the door and pray." In the Old Testament, the Passover, when Yahweh said, "Put a sign on your doorstep that I will pass over you." So there's a reference about the door in the scripture. And also, why the narrow gate? Why can't we be just like, "Hey, open the gate. Everyone come in." But why the narrow gate? In Jesus' ministry, even he was younger, his eyes were focused on the cross. I want you to remember that. His ministry, all throughout his life, his focus was on the cross. That's why it's so narrow. And there's a word that touched me in this particular gospel. The word is strive. And I learned this in the New Testament when I was in CTU in Chicago. My professor talked about the word strive. It comes from or came from a Greek word. I don't know exactly what it is. Agomenizimai. You can Google it later. It means that you have to strive to be better. You have to make an effort to be better. And also, I learned the word strive based on the commentaries that the word strive attached to athletic abilities, sports. It makes sense because people play sports during Jesus' time also, the Olympics. People do or physical actions all the time. You strive to be a better athlete. You strive to be a better football player or basketball player. It makes sense for us. Why is it, how will you connect strive to our spiritual life? We can only do better. We cannot perfect or perfected our spirituality, but we can only strive to be good Christians. Also, reflect on the word strive. It is also talks about liminal space. Very philosophical, liminal. You're in between new, in between old. When I came here in North America, I think I shared this with you. Coming from the Philippines, we eat rice, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My first meal here in North America, shepherd's pie. Mashed potatoes, and Filipinos doesn't go along. Mashed potatoes for babies. That's what my mom said. And also, learning to be a seminarian and a teacher, teaching in an all-boys school, which I never seen football before. And I shared you this before, that my former student gave me Football for Dummies. I read it and read it. I got more confused. I learned also, to learn something new, you have to do it over and over and over again. Same thing with our spiritual life. To learn about God, we don't stop here in the church. We have to learn about God over and over again. The second reading is so appropriate to our gospel reading today. In the second reading, there is a word that mentioned five times. Can you guess? Discipline. It talks about good parenting. When a father and a mother teaching his or her child to be a good son or daughter. The word discipline was mentioned five times. We don't use it a lot because there's a negative connotation, but we can think about this. Discipline also includes formation. We are forming our children to be good citizens of the world. And help me to think about this. How can we connect the second reading, the discipline, to the gospel? We strive to be good Christians. We strive to be good mom. We strive to be a good dad. We strive to be good children. I met a lot of you here, especially in between masses. I've seen this outside of the parking lot. There's this young family. There are five kids. And the dad said to me once, Father, I am sorry. We are late. And he felt bad about it. And I said to myself, don't worry. Me too. I'm late. But to feel better for himself as a father, because life is busy. Life gets crazy. Parking lot is always full. The thing is, what I'm learning as a priest and as a person, the only thing I can do is to strive to be a good person, to be a good priest. And there is a book I'm reading right now, Falling Outward by Richard Rohr. There is a word that he used with this transition or liminal space. And his word that he used is pilgrim progress. What does it mean that we are together in a journey to do better? Not perfect, because there's only one perfect in this world. It's God. But for us, we can only do our best. We strive to be Christians. And my last point, and hopefully you take this home with you, with everything that is going on in our world today, the negative, the bombings, or hurt, anything, we have to strive to be a better Christian. The world needs better people because this is what we need and this is what we are born to love, to forgive, to be compassionate. The world needs good people. Think about this Michael Phelps. the world's best Olympian, many medals. Yes, he had shortcomings. There were addictions when he was younger. But the thing that stuck me in my head during this Olympic is not the medals that he won. It's the image of being a young father when he kissed his child after the game. And for me, that says it all. We can only be better. We strive to be better people. And for us today, maybe that's our prayer. We need to be better because at the end of our lives, God, in front of our God, we can say, God, I did it all. I did all my best. I want to be a good person. I was a good person.